time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru. Tournament season, we are in this weekend, state championships. What will we have from the Valley? We don't know yet. What's up, Nick?
Not much. What's going on?
Not much. Let's breeze through, shall we? Let's get right to it. Baseball, did anyone come up big? Oh, Methuen, what a story they had, huh? They lost in the semis to Franklin 4-0, but they were really a nice Division I Cinderella there in baseball, weren't they?
Big time. Big time. Got through some of the Titans.
21 seed, 11-9 coming into the tournament. And
just shows how good the Merrimack Valley is. You know, that team can still, you know, get through playing a legit opponent every round.
Yeah. They had two Valley wins on the way there, too. So they beat Andover 3-1 to start, went on to beat Xaverian 2-1, who was the number 5 seed. Mm-hmm. They beat Central Catholic, who was the number 4 seed, 4-2. And that got them into the Final Four to play Franklin, number 1 seed, who had 19 wins coming into the tournament. They lost 4-0. I know just how that game kind of goes. You just run out of steam in the bats, you know. People hitting it hard right at people. Baseball just consumes you, right? You run out of gas sometimes, right? So it's going to be Franklin and Taunton in the finals, which is actually on the 17th, 6 o'clock at Worcester, it looks like. So great season for the Rangers, I'll tell you that much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Baseball, I think that probably covers it, right? Unless we had any Division 3, 4 small schools like Low Catholic or something. Mm-hmm. But no, I think we're done. We're done with the Valley. The Valley in Division 1, we are not done. Central Catholic gets into the finals with a win over last year's runner-up, Peabody, 4-2. A couple home runs in that game for the ladies from Central. Is that what you said, Nick? Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 19-1 coming in. They are the cream of the crop there. Looking good, Central Catholic. They await the winner, which is supposed to be today, is it? Or Thursday? Thursday at UMass Dartmouth, the 15th is Thursday, right, Nick? Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So today, King Philip and Taunton play. And was Taunton in the finals last year?
Taunton's the champ last year. They beat Peabody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That would be a 1-3 if Taunton gets in. And if King Philip wins, this is amazing how these seeds keep matching up. You know, like the final four seem to be mostly the 1-4. In every single
except divisions. I think Division III softball was the only sport where the 1 and 2 did not make the Final Four. So that's what, one out of 12, 13 sports?
Unbelievable. Tewksbury, Division II, we are going to talk to the Billerica AD after the break, and his team almost got into the nice matchup in the semis against their Merrimack Valley rivals, Tewksbury, but didn't hold their end of the bargain. Tewksbury did with, who did they beat to get in there? It was the Bedford 13-0. Tewksbury did. They beat Dartmouth. Dartmouth the round before, 8-3. They beat Stoughton the round before that, 9-1. They are breezing through. And now they get Somerset Berkeley at 6 o'clock Thursday night at Worcester State. The game before them is Westfield Burlington in the other semifinal at 4 p.m. And the final is going to be at UMass Amherst. So I think they played Westfield in the finals last year, I want to say. Tewksbury and lost.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
Yep. And that probably does it in softball circles, right? I mean, Division III.
Yep.
We didn't have anybody there, right?
Nope. I don't think we got any. We don't have any lacks either.
Yeah, Lax is I don't remember seeing any Lax notables making semis or anything like that. Just taking a quick check just in case for sanity. No,
or tennis for that matter.
Yeah.
I think Andover made an Elite Eight for the girls. I think that was the closest we got in tennis as well.
What is it, softball or bust then for the Merrimack Valley?
It's looking like it. Yeah, it's looking like it.
Lady stepping it up and being the lone representative. So Central Catholic and Tewksbury softball, 1-2. Central in the finals, Tewksbury almost in the finals in the semis. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we should go to boys volleyball today because we know that in the Valley.
That's their sport. That's their sport.
They didn't make Division I semis, but Division II, they didn't either. So the Valley got shut out of the volleyball as well. Mm. Boys rugby, that counts as tournament? I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Prep and Belmont in the finals.
Oh, nice.
for Division I. Division II, yeah. No.
Prep's looking to follow that fencing championship up with a rugby championship.
Yeah. Okay, so get it done, Central and Tewksbury softball. All right, well, let's take a break. And on the other side, catch up with our one and only guest of the day. Nice interview with Billerica AD coming up after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, team of Nick and Nick back at it with our one and only guest today, Billerica Athletics Director John Magliozzi. What's going on, John?
Hey, Nick. Thanks for having me on. Really looking forward to talking about the Valley. And it's been an exciting year.
It has. So we're coming at you at maybe not the best time because your final two teams got knocked out over the weekend and in the spring postseason, but good runs nonetheless, great teams. Billerica softball, very high seed. They fell before the Final Four, as did boys lacrosse, another perennially successful team. Billerica boys lacrosse is out as well. So that's it. What are you done for the year, John? You just like go to sleep now, sleep in.
Well, you can imagine we got sports awards this week, preparing for, you know, summer strength and conditioning and, you know, no rest for the weary. I mean, there's a lot to plan for the fall. So, you know, getting all budgetary orders ready to go for July 1.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because it all starts fresh again. You have your budget in front of you, anticipating participation numbers. You know, you have a target there. I guess we could start there, you know, about participation as a whole. You know, when you look across the board, I know you guys look at gender to gender. You look at season to season, sport to sport. But if you had a broad brush of participation numbers at Billerica for this athletic season, now that it's finished, how do you feel about it?
Oh, I'm super pleased here at Billerica. We do have a unique situation that most schools don't have. When we built this new high school in 2019, we do have eighth graders in our building. Mm-hmm. So our sub-varsity programs have really filled out, which I think it's important for the league because you know, you want to make sure that your sub-varsity teams have opponents to play against. So that's really helped out here at Billerica. Overall participation has been very high. Track and field numbers are through the roof. Most of our traditional sports have to make cuts. You know, football's been, you know, a standard, you know, 90 to 100 kids in the program. So, you know, we've been very fortunate to have a very high participation rate here. And again, for a lot of our very competitive teams, we're still making cuts to round out the rosters. So when you have choices, it provides a, you know, a competitive environment. We enjoy that here.
Yeah, that's great. You mentioned football too, and I know they had a great year. I mean, they certainly, you know, did some good things. There's a Division II for them.
We're Division III in football.
Three in football. Okay, yeah. Is it? I can't keep track of which sports, which divisions, who knows where who's going where. But, you know, we had Coach Sigsbury on the line, Dwayne Sigsbury, last fall, and he seemed to be pretty happy where the program's been and where it's headed.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, the last 2 years coming out of COVID, we were in the state semifinals the year before against North Attleboro. We were at the Elite Eight against North Attleboro. Unfortunately, we played in a torrential storm on Friday night down in Attleboro.
Yeah.
You know, being a team that airs the ball out and likes to play on the perimeter and that's whatnot, that was a tough environment. So we fell short there. But again, the program's been in great shape. There's no hiding it. Bill Ricker is a football town, right? Our Papawana numbers are off the charts. So the participation rate is high, right? And I'll give some props even to our local technical high school, Shawshin. Their entire football roster is practically all Bill Ricker kids too. So, and they played in the Super Bowl last year. So
yes,
football is alive and well in Bill Ricker. I could say that.
Yeah. Wow. Can you imagine if those kids stayed in the one school? Of course, kids are going to make the decisions, go to the schools that best fit them. But man, imagine all those kids pulled together for one strong green and white Bill Ricker team.
Yeah. I mean, look at Shawshin, you know, they have their good programs and I'm proud to say those kids are from Bill Ricker, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's keep it there, John, and go forward. So, you know, continuing in the fall, from what you remember of some highlights, some milestones, you know, any teams that really stepped up or just a general feel of the fall last season.
Last fall, you know, not only for us, but as a league, you know, we always have great representation in the football. I think boys and girls soccer has been, you know, clawing, if you would, to reach the highest ranks that they possibly can. Girls volleyball, we made it pretty deep as a school. Tewksbury volleyball has been, on the girls' side, has been a powerhouse in their division. Haverhill, I believe, last year has had a very good volleyball team once again. I think some schools have their pockets where they're doing really well in, and everybody's constantly building. But there's no doubt that, you know, I think in the fall, football happens to be kind of one of the sports to highlight between Methuen, Bill Ricker, Tewksbury, North Andover, Central Catholic. And you go and look at the brackets over the last few years, or the tournaments, you'll see a lot of champions or finalists in that realm. So there's no doubt that the fall season, you know, usually highlighted by football.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was an incredible fall too, with, you know, Andover had I think they were undefeated, right, or going into the tournament.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of humility and from the St. John's Prep in that our North Shore friends and Coach Brian St. Pierre will remind you that you know, there are rivalries in with the Merrimack Valley, but you know, they've motored through, as he reminds you, lately. They definitely got, I think they 3 out of the last 4, I think, Super Bowl titles there at the Prep. And that was a big, I thought, you know, Springfield Central, they were a massively good team. And then the Prep just went in and just like totally shut them down. It was crazy.
Yeah, I actually did. Why? I watched the full slate of games online that day.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, you had to etch out the time to see what that one was going to bring.
Yeah. And speaking of that, that's a good question too. You know, the online, the streaming, the YouTubing. I mean, the kids can get, and the parents, people from all around the world can watch now high school sports online. Did that really all change with COVID? High schools got, you know, they adapted, they figured out ways to stream better, partner with local streaming services kind of thing, or national streaming services? Does Berwicka Athletics have a lot of those partnerships?
So actually we don't. To be honest, trying to keep to the tradition of, you know, building a fun place to come watch high school sports.
Yeah.
But we are investing in, and I'm trying to, because we use so much technology for the families in one community, right? Registrations to all kinds of stuff, right? But I'm sticking with Huddle right now. I got to get my Huddle cameras installed, and then Huddle is now on a streaming service as well. It's not free, but the NHS network isn't free either. So
no, there's a lot of leads you in, like Billerica versus Tewksbury, and you're like, click, like, hey, $39. What's this going?
Yeah, and I know, you know, there's a lot of grandparents that want to tune in and that kind of stuff, but you know, I think high school sports is about creating an environment that's fun for the kids, and you know, more people sitting at home isn't really more fun for the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. And any chance to stream or watch on, you know, home networks, the kids will do it, I'm sure. Cool. So yeah, let's move forward. So winter season, what are some of the highlights for Billerica in those 3 or 4 months?
So the winter season, we captured our first Division III state title in our indoor girls track and field.
Awesome.
We also had a sophomore win the pentathlon.
Huge.
You know, there's a lot of, we have a lot of good things happening in track and field here at Billerica, because the girls went on to be the spring Division III state champs as well. The winter season, you know, kept us busy. Our girls cooperative team with Chelmsford, the Billerica girls, lost to St. Mary's in the semifinals last year in the Songus. For girls ice hockey. So that was, again, a super exciting run for our team. You know, the team's been good. You know, we come out of the gate hot. We had a little rut in the middle of the season. The coaches, you know, got the motivation back up and going for girls hockey. And to end up in the state semifinals, you know, not a bad way to end it. It was quite a good story for that group of girls, both from Billerica and Chelmsford. And I know it sounds weird to put those two names together. It's always a big joke, but that cooperative has worked out really well for the kids. And I say that specifically for the kids. The kids have enjoyed getting to know different people, widening their network, and they've been actually super supportive of one another.
Yeah, it's like par for the standard operating procedure these days, right? All these co-ops, there's just so many of them, thankfully.
Yeah, you know? I mean, certain sports, you do need it. I mean, it's all about building an opportunity, right? I mean, if teams could be standalone, I think anybody would prefer to do that. But, you know, we're just trying to create opportunities for kids to be a part of something. And that's our job, right?
100%.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hey, John, Nick, you know, checking in late here on time as usual. But let's bring it to current day. spring sports season, how'd it go? And what's the latest with the teams there?
All right, yeah. So in the spring season, right now we have, we'll call it the Cinderella story, number 21, Methuen High School Boys Baseball, still going at it. They're going to play Franklin tonight at Holy Cross at 7 o'clock. So that's a great MVC story. In baseball, we had 4 Division I teams make it to the playoffs, and Billerica has a Division II team. So we had 5 teams overall in the playoffs, but Methuen is last man standing, so to speak. On the softball side for MVC, Central Catholic will play Peabody at UMass Lowell at 4 today. And Tewksbury High School will be playing Somerset Berkeley at Worcester, I believe, Worcester State at 7 p.m. tonight. So we have 3 teams that are still alive, doing well. Tewksbury, I believe, was the third seed in softball. Central Catholic was the 1 in Division I. And like I said, Methuen baseball having a, you know, peaking at the right time at playoff season, number 21, making it all the way to the Final 4 and going to play against Franklin High School, which I think the Methuen-Franklin thing has become a regular, has been a regular scene since the new tournament. I think Methuen has lined up against Franklin quite a few times in the last
football,
2 years.
Football is another semis. I think they beat, Methuen beat the number 1 seeded Franklin, right, Nick, if I recall last year, and they made a nice little run.
Yep.
After that. Yeah. So yeah, it's too bad. You know, you look at me and Nick have now, this is our second spring season with the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. And again, by the way, we're here with Bill Ricker, AD John Magliozzi. The Bill Ricker Tewksbury matchup in the postseason softball, we just were clamoring for that. We just, so we wanted it so bad. And the last two seasons just didn't happen.
Yeah. I hear you loud and clear because we were. I mean, that's a pride piece for the Merrimack Valley. If two of our teams can get deep into the playoffs and play each other for the semifinals or finals. And we were one win away from the state's finals last year to play Tewksbury. So, again, it's what the league wants, right? And that's kind of the upside to the statewide tournament, right? You know, I know in girls basketball, our team used to, you know, fall second fiddle to Andover and Central in the North finals and never get out of the North.
Yeah.
You know, which again, that might be, you know, equivalent to the Elite Eight or whatnot around here. But, you know, it's a good changeup. You know, I've enjoyed the new system. We've done a little bit of traveling over the years ourselves. Not great. We've been lucky to host a bunch of stuff. You know, I think as a Valley, if we believe we have strong teams, it's exciting to see where they land in this format.
Absolutely. John, take us to your coaching staff. Any outgoing coaches or any, you know, coaches who have been there for a long time?
Staples.
Yeah. I can honestly say, you know, this is my sixth year as athletic director here at Bill Ricker, and I'm a lifetime guy. I was born and raised here. I think the coaching staff is great here right now. I have coaches that coach multiple seasons, that, you know, very involved here. A lot of my coaches are veterans. Cullen Hagen, he's kind of, we'll give him all the props that he deserves. He's our girls cross country coach. He's our winter track coach. He's a spring assistant, but everybody knows he's about 60 seasons into his career of coaching. And, you know, we were a Division 1C cross country champs for the girls. Anna McElhaney was the top runner from Bill Ricker. We went on in the wintertime for the girls to be the Division III state champs, which was the first time in school history. And then we were able to repeat that this spring with the girls being D3 state champions. So Cullen Hagen, who's been doing this a long time. And I would say Cullen got, I would like to say I worked very, very closely with the coaches. We've realigned in the last 5 years, all of our assistant coaches and head coaches in the, we have six coaches. And track and field. So we've really brought together a great support network with 17 different events in track and field, outdoor, and I think 12 or so in indoor. You need a lot of coaches with specialty backgrounds, high jump, long jump, triple jump, pole vault. It goes on and on. So I'd like to highlight, you know, my track coaches for being great at their niche piece of track and providing our team with, you know, all the coaching necessary to get to the title.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a lot of our coaches, my coach Vasallo, my boys soccer coach, has been around a long time. Tom Foley was the boys coach. Then he went, this is on girls soccer now. He's our girls soccer coach. He spent years at James Madison University. My golf coach, Joel Jenkins, he's been around for 22 seasons. He's, you know, we have a great, great staff here. And I would say, I'd like to highlight, we just hired a volleyball coach this year, Devin Lakin. He's our defensive coordinator in football. He's our freshman basketball coach. He's a highly motivated individual. Also a special education teacher here in the building. And we're excited to see what he's going to do with boys volleyball. As most people know, boys volleyball in the Valley is, again, a tough place to play. And so we're really looking to rebuild that program. Coach McGinnis, who was our girls coach and former boys coach, she did a great job with it. She has got it up and running over the past year. She stepped down and she had a baby this year. She is coming back in the fall. But Devin took over. And so we're excited to see what he can do as a head coach here at Billerica.
Sweet. All the pieces in place. And I love when those, you know, sub varsity level coaches put in the time, the commitment, and you're just watching them, you know. They don't think they get as much attention, but you're watching how they coach, how the kids react to them. You're like, that's a future varsity coach right there. And it must be nice to see that progression in-house, right? Like like they always talk about in baseball or whatever, like, it, you know, grow them on the farm and bring them up to the major leagues.
Yeah, so. No, honestly, I really, really am happy with the coaching staff here. I think the most important job we have as an athletic director is put the best people in front of our kids. It's the same principle as being a principal of a building. Most important thing to do is put good teachers and the best teachers you can in front of the kids in the classroom. So same philosophy here in athletics.
Yeah. Sweet. John Magliozzi, Bill Ricca, athletic director, 6 seasons in, going for 7 next fall. Well, you probably feel like it starts July 1, so that's next fall. You got plenty of summer work to do to get those fall registrations in and schedules hammered out. So best of luck with that summer schedule and the upcoming fall season. Thanks for coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
All right. Thanks, Guy. Really appreciate being here. Just a couple, if you don't mind, a couple of highlights.
Please, yeah.
From the year, because I was prepared on a couple other pieces.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Just Andover actually had a championship team in each of the seasons, field hockey, girls hoops, and track and field. And then they wanted to give a shout out that their boys tennis coach is stepping down after about 35 years. So they wanted to give a shout out to their coach. And then Haverhill High School had a couple wrestlers that were All-Americans this year. Their cheer team were Winter State champions. And then their boys swim team won their first conference championship in 40 years. And then Haverhill also sent me a message that they're excited that Rob Pike will be the head coach in the fall for football. I think adding once again to the long-lasting competitive names that have been around the Merrimack Valley for a long time.
You know? Nick, I think our guest here might be the GOAT of all guests we've ever had, because he went around the valley to get news for us. And now we have all kinds of ideas for guests and everything. This is great. Thank you for doing that, John.
I certainly wanted to. I appreciate the highlight on Bill Ricca, but Bill Ricca's proud to be a part of the league. And I've really come to enjoy working with the new colleagues that I've got to meet over the last 6 years here in the Valley. And there's a lot of new ADs in the league, too.
Yeah.
There's been quite a bit of turnover in 5 or 6 years, like anything else, you know. So, and then only one of the two highlights.
Sure.
The up and coming year. The MBC is really invested in sportsmanship, and it's a challenge for all schools. So we started a sportsmanship summit last year. We held it in January at the Songa Center. We're going to continue on that path as a league, trying to highlight, you know, creating the best possible environments we can. You know, it obviously, I spoke about it earlier, you know, the arena, the fields and stuff is exciting for the kids, but we also want to keep it on the positive. Let's find ways to cheer on our teams and not really harass one another and players, right? But let's be positive and get behind our teams.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that we've, as a league, we're also investing in, it's an online software program called ArcsEd. And it has a lot to do with some online trainings around bullying and harassing and locker room environments and, you know, things that have become hot subjects around the leagues to make sure that, you know, everybody's trained, everybody's aware. And it's a topic that we're also putting in front of the kids this fall as a league. So all of our kids are going to do some online training next year around these, we'll call them hot subjects around athletics. And we're trying to use athletics as a platform to create the best environments we can within our schools and at our events.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, we all been there and done that. Like, I was a high school athlete. It is some of the most memorable times, right? When a group of people get together, what do we talk about? The old days of high school, right? So we want to create a great environment for the kids. But unfortunately, we have to take more steps. And as a league, we are working towards creating the best environment for our student athletes. And so we're trying to highlight a few things there.
I like that. And it goes back to, you know, these fans and athletic or administrators need to loosen up a bit. We're just having some fun at the game. But you know what? Let's learn from the current day and what the pulse is, right? Let's us old school people, let's learn on what's not cool, you know, to do in an athletic arena, like the whole nah, 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 hey, hey, goodbye. Like, you know, maybe that's not cool with today's kids. And we need to respect that. You know, maybe that damages them mentally. We could handle it back in the day, but it's a different world. So let's adapt.
Yeah.
You know, I like that.
I always say let's even for my own kids, it's not always been easy here. So it's like, listen, let's get excited when we hit a three, not let's boo when the other team does.
Or right? Hairball, right?
Just find a way to support your friends that are on the team.
Yeah.
Not by harassing the other team, but by supporting our kids on the field or court or wherever it is. But
yeah,
like I said, there's always work to be done. In business, customers and clients are changing constantly and the demands are changing. And in the realm of athletics and education, it's one and the same, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
We can't coach like we used to. We don't teach like we used to. And customers aren't the same as they used to be. So you have to adapt.
Adapt, absolutely. Sounds like the Merrimack Valley is doing that on a great scale. Well, John, thanks for joining us again. Is there anything? You're like the reporter for us, so
we don't want to. I'm just checking my notes, and again, my colleagues were kind enough to give me some ideas and things to make sure that I shared.
Tell them to respond to me because you know you're the one. You're the second response I got from my blanket AD email. So tell more of them to be more responsive as well. That's on their action.
I got you. We're together on Thursday. I highlight that for you guys.
Yeah, tell them the Castro and Cuckoo run a great ship. You guys should come on the show. All right. John, thanks so much. Good luck at Bill Rick in the summer and fall.
All right. Much appreciated. Thanks for the opportunity. It was great to meet you guys.
All right. Have a good one.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, back at it, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, final segment. This is where Nick gives us his top moment in the Valley of the Week, and I give you my top moment in the Valley of the Week. I wonder what this segment's going to be like in the summer. Our top moment, Little League.
Exactly.
This week, it's
Hope a team makes it to the, make it to the sectionals, that gets us through mid-July. So
this week, it's the Cal Ripken team from Methuen's. One hitter.
I'm going to say every year, I think I've covered the Section 4 tournament twice, and it's been North Andover or Andover. So,
yes. Yeah. Oh, that gets, they in the same division? Same zone section?
Yeah, in that Section 4. What's it's like districts 13, 14, 15, 16.
Yeah.
I want to say they're 14. The Merrimack Valley's District 14.
Yeah. And is 13 the one that has Amesbury? No, the one that has
like Reading.
Okay.
I want to say Reading was the one out of 13. I want to say they were the one there both times I covered it was Reading.
Yeah. So you could get
that section last year.
You get the 16, which is your Saugus's, your Swampscott's, Winthrop, Revere. Mm-hmm. And then 15 is Gloucester, Amesbury, Beverly, Danvers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good little section, yeah. You make the Sweet 16 if you get out of that your little district, you know, your Sweet 16 in the state, right? Four sections, four sections of four. Well, there'll be plenty of time for talk about Little League, Nick, down the road in the summer. Let's finish up this show with our top moments of the week. What do you got?
I'm sticking with the Division I softball, Central Catholic. expand on that a bit. You know, we were going through all teams, so we didn't have time to say this is their first ever trip to the state softball finals. And they are an absolute wagon this year. Bella Boyer hit the aforementioned home run, the number 9 hitter, the 2-out, 2-run homer in the bottom of the fifth to put them up 4-2. And that's what the final score was. Logan Lemazny had the home run for Peabody.
Awesome. And
yeah, I mean, unbelievable. Absolute wag. You know, you have to win a game. You know, if you want to get to the state finals, you have to win a game out of your comfort zone. You know, it sounds like, you know, Central Catholic's kind of a mashing type team, really hits the ball. They had to win a more of a low scoring game to get past, you know, Peabody, and they did. But that's what separates, you know, that's what, you know, takes those teams to the next level, is their ability to, you know, win a game like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to repeat mine from last week, make it nice and easy, Nick.
Good, I mean, it's a good one.
Last week, I had Jack Eichel of North Chelmsford, the player on the Vegas Golden Knights of the NHL, and he was on the verge of winning a Stanley Cup, and now he's done it. I'm looking at a picture of him with the cup held high on the Lowell Sun website, obviously the pride of North Chelmsford, 26 years old, led the postseason.
You kind of put them over the top. Vegas was good that first year. They went out and they added 3 stars. One of them was Eichel, and that put them over the top. I mean, they crushed the Panthers.
Yeah. 26 points in 22 games for the playoffs this year, 2023.
All you had to do was get out of Buffalo.
Yeah. It seems like some of the football guys have to do that too, because they can't even win with the team they have.
So someone was making fun of the Bills. The Bills are the first team to have a Super Bowl hangover without making it out of the divisional round.
Yeah. General manager Kelly McCrimmon told the Associated Press about Eichel. One of the things that our scouts really felt strongly about was when we acquired Jack, that was almost a little bit underappreciated, was his competitiveness. And we've really seen that. His physical strength and his competitiveness have really been on display in the playoffs. And I guess there's no one better example than when Tkachuk, right, leveled them with that hit, and he got right back up.
Got right back up. Yep.
Yeah. Second overall draft in 2015 by Buffalo behind, you know, a guy named Connor McDavid. So this is number 2 guy. Has McDavid won a cup yet? No. Right?
Nope.
So yeah, I mean, he's 6'2", he's a playmaker. He set up 3 goals in the 9-3 rout of the Panthers that gave Vegas the cup. 9-3. Oh my goodness. What a joke. Huh. That was easy, easy peasy. So the pride,
unbelievable how good they made it look. I'm impressed. And you know, I'm surprised they did. It was such a mean coach too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. He played 1 season of college hockey at BU, led them to a national championship game, and won the Hobey Baker that year, nation's top player. So he had a neck surgery, Nick, that he came back from, and they're saying no one's ever returned from that kind of injury. And what a bunch of resilience here on the part of Jack Eichel of North Chelmsford. Good job.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny, you see the Lowell Sun, like they took the Associated Press story and, you know, inserted the North Chelmsford stuff. But they didn't edit one part of it at the end where it says the Massachusetts native was at his best during some big, they could have taken that part out. They could have threw in North Chelmsford there. But yeah, no, man.
I can't say I haven't done that with a certain guy from my area as well.
Picking up AP stuff.
Yeah. Just localizing it a little bit more.
So it's a nice, easy formula. All right. That wraps it up for our highlights of the week and Merrimack Valley. So go Central Catholic, go Tewksbury. That's it. That's what we're down to. The Valley's got 2 out of the show. North Shore has a few more that are still alive, maybe like 5 or 6, 7. Having a great year on the North Shore down there. But Merrimack Valley holding its own in softball. 2 division, 2 teams alive in separate divisions. All right, let's call it a week. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, see you next week, everybody. Have a good one.